I'm with Vince Lydom. Nice name. Can you tell me what you do for the company?
I work for the Royal London Society for the Blind. I'm an independent skills manager.
What is that?
It's a role whereby I run a range of projects for children, young people and adults across London and the South East. Those projects are an opportunity for us to engage with young people and adults to develop and grow their independent skills across a range of areas, and they can be anything from sport to access technology, cooking and employment.
Okay, tell me about the sport.
The Royal London Society for the Blind, over the last year and a bit, we've been looking to grow our sporting projects for children and young people across London and the South East. Our first sporting programme that we launched in November of 2011 was a partnership with Cricket for Change. It's an opportunity for children and young people to become involved in cricket at a site sporting venue in Wallington in Surrey, which is just outside Croydon. That facility is indoor and outdoor, so you can come along and practice and get to know the rules of the game, train and sort of grow your understanding of cricket.
Explain to me how you would play cricket as a visually impaired person.
The sport's been adapted for blind and visually impaired young people and adults.
Okay.
Around cricket. So certainly the equipment, from the ball to the bat to the wicket and how the game's played, has been adapted for and therefore you've got blind cricket as a sport, which
okay.
is very big, not only in the UK but is played across the world, and only just over the last 6 months the Blind World Cup took place. So I think that was out in India, so teams from across the world would have been playing in that. So it's played at all levels for men and girls as well, and women as well. Our cricketing programme reflects that cross range of women and men as well, and young girls and young boys as well. So the game is adapted. We're using sound balls, larger balls, different types of cricket bats and equipment.
It sounds exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's great. It's great to watch, and it's great to be involved in. And it can be a first stage to developing your skills, becoming more fitter, having fun.
Would it build your confidence as well?
Most definitely, because I think what you're looking to do is network with other young people or old children, depending on what age. So it gives you, definitely builds your confidence, self-belief. and that feeling part of a team, which can be a fantastic feeling.
How did you get involved with the charity? Because, you're sighted. How did you get involved?
I've been working for the Royal London Society for the Blind for 6 years. Initially, the charity was heavily involved in employment. My background is supporting long-term unemployed adults. Of all ages, of all abilities, whether sighted or non-sighted, whether across a whole range of disabilities as well. They saw that expertise in me and employed me to support the programmes that were running at the time.
How do you feel when you get someone into long-term work, you get them into full-time employment and that's it? How do you feel? Does that make
that can be an amazing experience, and a wonderful experience, because it's life-changing for that individual. So a massive high for them and for me.
Yeah, because I do get a lot of... I get a lot of visually impaired people asking me about work, especially working at Audioboo. Obviously, we don't have any work at the moment. And I always feel like, you know, quite bad. But, I mean, where could I point them in? What direction could I point them in?
Well, we're not so heavily involved in employment at the moment because the employment landscape has changed. But we still, there's still a lot of programmes out there that can support blind and visually impaired adults into employment. We can certainly point people in the right direction if necessary. Thank you.
I've given him some of my wine. He's drinking, everyone.
I'm still suffering with a cold at the moment. Sorry.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's definitely bespoke organisations out there who can help.
Okay. So what next for you? I believe it's in the pipeline because Tom mentioned it that there's been a grant awarded. I know you don't know a lot about that.
But. Yeah, I think we will be. Yeah, I think we've managed to win a massive bid with Sport England.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I think what would be really exciting about that is we'll be announcing the actual detail over the next month or so as to what that means. But it will certainly give blind and visually impaired young people the opportunity to engage in sport more regularly and an opportunity to develop their sporting skills wherever that may be. But we'll certainly announce that on the net and a big announcement will be made, so definitely.
It's just a thought to me. I mean, do you already have a lot of young people playing sport or could you do with more? Do you feel they definitely could?
Well, aside from the Cricket Change RLSB programme, we have our own tailored Sport for Choice programme, which is an opportunity for blind and visually impaired young people to play sport on a regular basis once a month through our weekend clubs. They happen in London and the South East. It's a range of sport from football, goalball, tennis, judo, rugby, athletics, archery we've done, cycling. We've got plans to do sailing, swimming.
How does the cycling work?
We've been using some some tandems.
Oh, of course.
So,
I love
that. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be we'll tailor it to the individual's needs.
Well, you finished having your coughing fit.
Yep, thank you.
So we've got to the sport. Oh, I was asking you about cycling, wasn't I?
Yeah.
So you're cycling using tandems. So where would you say to people who are going to listen to this now and would like to get involved in sport, go to the RSLB site? Or
Go to the www.rlsb.org /sport. It'll give you the opportunity to look at the types of activities we've got coming up over the next coming months. And also contact me. My name's Vince Lydon, as I said earlier.
Nice name, Vince Lydon.
Yep. And if you contact me direct, we can essentially get you engaged in the sporting programme. Too sweet, really.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, thanks very much.
Pleasure.
Thanks for all you do for everybody, including me, by drinking half my glass of wine.
Sorry.